There is a new party, which it is difficult to characterize, because it is made up of several elements. As I see it, it is made up of three elements in particular. The first consists of those Republicans whose consciences and whose stomachs could not stand what the regular Republicans were doing. Added to this element are a great many men and women of noble character and of elevated purpose, who believe that this combination of forces may in the future bring them out on a plane where they can accomplish those things which their hearts have so long desired. I have no word of criticism for them. Then there is a third element in the new party, of which the less said, the better. To discuss it would be interesting, only if I could mention names, and I have forbidden myself that indulgence. We have in this party two things, a political party and a body of social reformers. Mr. Roosevelt puts forth an admirable platform of what he would like to do for the people. But how is he going to do it? He proposes in his platform not to abolish monopoly, but to take it under the legal protection of the government and to regulate it. In other words, to take the very men into partnership who have been making it impossible to carry out these great programs by which all of us wish to help the people. It is perfectly idle to talk of doing things when your hands are tied for you, so long as the men who now control the industry of the country continue to control it. Now, we don't want to disturb the industry of the country. We are not here to destroy the industry which these men have built up, but we are here to destroy the control over the industry of other people which these men have established, and which makes it impossible that we should give ourselves a free hand in the service of the people. There are two programs. The democratic program is this: to see to it that competition is so regulated that the big fellow cannot put the little fellow out of business. For he has been putting the little fellow out of business for the last half generation. The program of the third party is to take these big fellows that have been putting the little fellow out of business and regulate them, saying, that is all right, you have put the other fellows out of business, but we are not going to put the little fellows back where you destroy them. We are going to adopt you and say, run the business of the country, but run it in the way we tell you to run it. The only thing you have to choose between, therefore, is this. Are you going to have fresh brains injected into the business of this country and the best men win, or are you going to make the present combinations permanent?